Matriarch. Grandmother is reciting a rhyme from Indian lore in the evening on the sofa as her 90-year-old mouth loosens in the firelight. And I am crowned with knowing that here beside her is a warmth I never before could drink. That beside her, other than strength and conviction, is a softness that journeyed on in spite of her husband's death. That lives in the motions of her caramel hands clapped on her lap, in the evening on the sofa, as this Christmas Day sun shimmers its last ray of savory gold.